you think we need to sit closer, or do you think this is good?
Sometimes we're touching hands.
Holding hands. You weren't kidding about the drink.
I thought you were joking about
my
that.
Are you recording right now?
Yeah, I started recording already.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back. We are Will Earth, and we just got back from the movies. We actually wanted to talk about what we talked about before seeing the movie. So we're going to play a clip covering
our pre-excitement, our pre-theories, like everything we thought going into the movie versus what you're going to get now after the fact. But the audio is slightly worse because we were using a very old tape recorder, which is fine, but just so that people know, it's not going to be 100% our setup.
But our excitement is nonetheless, like,
still there.
Still there. So that's why I don't want to, like, re-record that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. So we'll play that clip and we'll see you after.
All right. I'm in the car.
What were you saying about the driver's seat?
I haven't been in a driver's seat in years because I can't drive. Well, but we are about to watch Thor: Love and Thunder, right?
Yes, we just got to the parking lot.
Yeah,
and we're sitting in our car.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you think? What do you?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I hope I don't have to use the restroom.
Oh God! that's definitely something to be.
But I'm also interested to see how Natalie Portman portrays Mighty Thor, because this is the first time we've really seen a female just come back after a really long absence to play one of the most important characters and strongest characters amongst a Avengers type team. So I'm interested to see what they do with her.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I was just thinking as you're saying that, I'm thinking we haven't seen her in a Thor movie since Thor 2.
Yeah.
And did she, I'm not sure if they said this in the trailer for the new one, did she get blipped or was she alive during that whole time?
It hasn't stated. I don't. Okay. It may have stated when the Avengers were in the compound, kind of in the background on the.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, to be honest. I don't know.
I was just thinking that when you were talking about it, because I was thinking she was in two Marvel movies, and then we never saw her again, so I was like, wait a minute. It's been probably 9 years since. When did 2 come out?
Oh, God. 15? Was it 15? I don't know. 2015?
Maybe before that. I think it might have been 14.
14, yeah. A long time ago.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
It's been a minute. But regardless, I know Chris is going to kill it because he always kills it as Thor.
You want
to
clarify who Chris is?
He's Thor.
What about the other Chris?
Oh, I guess that, okay.
Silent clarification.
Yeah. I also think the other Chris is going to do a great job as Peter Quill. But,
wait, what? No, I'm...
Wait, who are you talking about?
The third Chris.
Who?
You didn't know there's a third Christmas movie? There's a three Chris movie. We got...
Oh, Christian Bale.
Yeah, we got three Chris's.
I thought you would have said Christian first.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, but I'm also excited to see Christian Bale in a villain role, because the last time I really enjoyed him was him playing Batman, and I think he did a great job at that. So it'd be interesting to see him in a villain role. I'm definitely excited for that. He's going to play Gore.
Yeah, so, which I don't know anything about that character from the comics, so I'm actually kind of excited for that introduction for me. But you might be more familiar with that, so then we can talk about that later.
The only thing I'm familiar with Gore is that in the comics he had tentacles on his head and kind of looked like Voldemort
from the Harry Potter movies. Okay. So that's why Taika Waititi made him look more human, because if he had went with the comics, everyone would have just been like, oh, he looks like Voldemort, and just kind of wrote him off, you know?
Okay.
So that's why he is more human in this one.
Okay, and clarification, I did just look up the year, and it came out in 2013.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been a minute.
A hot, like, almost 10 years.
Almost, which I'm like, that's wow. Crazy of a time jump that we're going through. And then also, not only that, I was thinking the Guardians are in this movie, at least from the trailer. I don't know how much of the movie they're actually in. That movie came, the last Guardians movie was in 2017. The last Thor movie was also 2017.
Oh.
So, seeing, obviously they've been in other movies since then.
We are getting a Guardians Christmas special later this year.
Yes, this year.
Yeah.
And then they'll have the Guardians movie next year, so I'll get to see that.
It's going to be interesting to hear where they go off to, if they even say where they're going, like, when they bugger off in this movie. Because if we know where they're going at the end of this movie, it might give us a hint as to where they are going to be starting in the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely seems like something that's going to be, like, foreshadowing something that's to come, maybe for an exciting little preview that will be our Christmas special that leads into the next movie for next year. They have a great way of setting things up for later.
I'm also excited because I heard rumors that Lady Sif is going to be in this one, because she wasn't in the second one. She may have been in the second one. She wasn't in the second one. She wasn't in the third one, and she kind of got booted to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while. But that apparently, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't canon to Chris Feige, so where has she been? And where was she during Hell Earth Attack?
Do you have any other questions of what you think that you want answered in this movie, or any theories?
I'm honest to God just excited to see more of the ladies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, kicking ass. Like, I love Valkyrie in the third one, and I think she is going to be a great king/queen of Asgard, even if she looked bored at a politics meeting in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited to see her interactions with Jane. And if the rumors are true and Sif is in this one, it'd be interesting to see their interactions. But hopefully Sif, like, we don't just hear about her, like, falling to the hands of Gore off-screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to actually see her. But who knows? Who knows? I'm just excited about the women, most of all. Because
mostly the women, but not the bare ass. obviously we haven't seen the movie yet, so we can't speak on that. But, yeah, we are sitting here in the car. This is a pre-showing of excitement of us discussing things that we don't know.
Super excited. I can't wait to sit down with you on Tuesday and talk it over, because I feel like I'm going to love it no matter what happens.
Okay, so your prediction is you're going to love this at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
And I also predict that you are going to... I can't but not love it. And have a ton of things you wish would happen.
Yeah.
And then it's going to kind of be like, kind of going to open my eyes to what didn't happen. And then maybe I might change my mind.
Yeah.
Because that seems to, that happened with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I didn't realize that at the time, but now I see it differently. Yeah, no, I get it. My prediction actually... Like, you're really, really, like, close to what I was thinking. I actually am worried about this movie. I'm interested, but I don't know if I want to use the term excited, because I'm nervous.
Yeah. I have a feeling I'm not going to like this movie. Yeah, no, no, you're right. Yeah. I have a feeling I'm not going to like this movie. Yeah. I tend to like a first of a series, a second I'm not a fan of, and a third I'm a fan of. And this is a fourth, and the only other fourth of the Marvel Universe I've done is Endgame. And yeah. I didn't like it as much as Infinity Wars. So I feel like I'm going to say this is not a bad movie, but I'm going to think Ragnarok is still better for me, is my theory. I'm going to say it now, and then after, you know, obviously...
Even though it's not the same director.
Yes, even though I know that. And same thing goes for Infinity Wars and Endgame. Same director for those two movies.
Interesting, interesting.
So those are...
This pre-Omble podcast in the car, this car cast... has got me more excited to watch the movie and then talk about it with you this coming week.
Yeah, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say and for all of those listeners to be able to hear both of what we have to say, which, by the way, I know this is a little off-topic to mention, but you took me to this theater for my birthday. Today is my birthday as recording this, and so it's my 35th, so yeah, I'm an old man now. And you bought me the tickets and are taking me to the showing, so I have to say thank you for that. So I appreciate that. And, I don't know if there's any last words you want to say.
I hope you have had a great birthday.
Anything about the movie?
Nope, nothing about the movie.
What about after credits, end credits? Do you have anything you think maybe Guardians related?
I don't know. I did hear, unfortunately, that there are...
You looked up stuff.
No, I didn't look up anything.
Okay.
I heard that there are appearances of people in the MCU, and that's all I know.
Okay.
I didn't look up anything, though.
Do you want to mention anything about bathroom breaks?
Go around, like, the 33-minute mark when Korg starts talking about Jane and Thor's past relationship.
Okay, I know now when I got to get up to pee. Which, by the way, thank you for the soda and the popcorn. I'll go get that. I'm getting kind of antsy, so maybe we should wrap it up. And let's get out of the car before we lose our seats.
What time is it?
6:55.
All right, we got 20 minutes, but let's get there.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll see you all, and we'll see you. Well, you'll hear back from us all after, and you'll hear how disappointed I will be, and how excited you'll be. I don't know.
And this might be a great spot to put our ads.
Great. Yeah, that's perfect. All right. Bye. We are Wool Earth. I am Nate,
and I'm Dante,
and we'll see you after.
Yeah. Oh God. God damn it!
This alarm's going off.
Sometimes it's. I'm scared of it.
I haven't driven a car.
All right, let's go see this movie.
I'm still recording.
And we're back. Okay, hey. So I'm guessing we're doing a non-spoilers first?
Yeah, we're going to do a non-spoilers first. Right. It has been 3 days since we've seen the movie.
Yeah. Since my birthday.
Since your birthday. Awesome. It was a good birthday.
Oh, by the way, Dante also got me popcorn...
You said that in the recording.
And a drink. Well, no, I just was happy about that.
Oh, did you not mention the drink part?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
I
got popcorn, drinks, and all the tickets for the show.
So it was just like everything. So yeah. Covered it all.
It was funny that Chanel was so like, oh, well, venue. I was like, no, don't.
You got our seats for us. I had to get up to go to the bathroom, and you held on to my seat for me, so when I got back, I still had my seat.
Yeah, that was nice pre-movie.
Yeah, it was not used to that treatment.
Royal trip. Birthday.
Like, anyways, let's talk about the movie. Okay, so non-spoilers. Okay, so can we mention the villain? I guess it's kind of in the trailer, or should we just keep that?
The villain was Gore, the God Slayer. He was played by Christian...
Bale.
Yep. I wanted to say Bell for some reason.
But we got three...
Kristen Bell.
We got three Chris's in this movie, so I don't get offended if you get confused about the Chris's.
We had Natalie Portman returning as the Mighty Thor, and we also...
Not returning.
Well, we had her returning.
Yeah.
Playing the Mighty Thor.
So I was like, Mighty Thor is not a returning character.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
It is a character in this movie that Natalie plays.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Was she in the other one? No.
Most people that have read the comics will know Jane Foster as Mighty Thor. So I just kind of combined that sentence.
Which I want to go into in the spoiler section about the story on that. But
We had Valkyrie come back. We had Thor come back, obviously. We had Korg come back. And then we had a ton of new faces. Yeah. A lot in a specific portion that were named uncredited in the... Most of them were named uncredited.
Really? But, I didn't realize that.
I mean, they're all listed online.
Yeah.
But...
non-actual credits?
I don't think they were.
And I looked sat in the credits. How did I not... I mean...
Russell Crowe played Zeus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I'm trying to think of, like, other... I don't want to say surprises yet. But actually, what I can say is, like, going into this movie, I would say you need to watch Endgame. Because I feel like this takes place right after Endgame. Because the Guardians are with him, and they're...
I would say, like, somewhere. I feel like this is, like, a few months to a year, like...
After Endgame?
After... It feels like a good portion of time that he's spent with the Guardians.
That's the only movie I feel is really necessary to see before seeing it. You don't have to watch, like, Black Widow's movie or Doctor Strange. It's not like any of those movies lead into this.
And you don't really have to watch Loki, the TV series.
Any of the TV series.
Yeah, you don't have to watch any of them, really, to understand this movie. You just have to know who Thor is, who Jane Foster is, and Valkyrie. I guess it would be good to
probably watch Ragnarok.
Three.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, Ragnarok and at least that and Endgame.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like leads into this movie from where that one ended with... With Thor was with the...
Yeah.
With the Guardians. So yeah, I kind of thought that was only one that I could think of that felt like... What I always called homework. Like, something you gotta watch before seeing this.
At least, sure.
But I don't know why anybody would not watch Endgame and then watch the new Phase 4 before seeing Phase 3.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, I'm just assuming that anyone that listens to this has already seen enough Marvel to understand the characters.
Because,
it's really hard to talk about these movies without talking about the three phases beforehand.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's why I was kind of like, you kind of have to watch that before getting to this. I don't think it hurts to watch all the other Thors, though, to lead to this either.
It might be a good thing to watch, like, a CinemaSins of, like, Eternals or something, and just to see, like, some, like, specific...
Okay, if we're speaking of CinemaSins, can you tell us what that is in case anyone doesn't know?
Oh, it's a YouTube channel where they kind of... Don't they kind of just, like... It's not, like, trashing a movie. It's more like just saying, like, this is wrong, this is what's happening wrong in this part of the movie. Like,
they kind of point out flaws in a humorous way.
Yeah, it's like, just a lot comedic. Of humorous flaw sort of thing, but it's probably the best way to watch Eternals, to be honest.
I've never watched the CinemaSins of Eternals, but isn't Eternals the one where the giant hand comes out of the ground? Yep. Why has nobody in the Marvel Universe like mentioned that yet? Like, hey, did anyone else notice the hand? I feel like it's...
No idea.
I feel like at some point, I'm hoping a character's gonna be like, what was that? at some point, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, we're here to talk about Love and Thunder. But, I do think, though, that there's, like, a lot of Marvel property, like, just in general, of, like, the TV series, Disney Plus series, and the movies and theaters, that, like, I do feel like some of it can feel a little overwhelming. This one is not as overwhelming. It doesn't... I guess this is kind of a spoiler, but not really. It doesn't cover multiverse stuff. I mean, it is outer space that they're in for most of it, but it's not...
It deals more with...
It's cosmic, I guess.
It's cosmic, and it deals more with the gods, the mythology of, like, the MCU, rather than the multiverse.
Yeah, there's like, more lore about Thor's... I don't know. just like upbringing, I guess.
Yeah, like Thor's upbringing, like how Asgardians work, like
you can actually tell that.
Okay, that looks normal.
Okay.
Okay, sorry for some technical do we need to start up? We can just continue, right?
Or we can just continue. I feel like we were having audio issues again.
God. Anyways,
yeah.
Just like us.
It's more about the mythology and the gods. I feel like a lot of the recent TV series and movies have been setting up what happens to characters after they die, or kind of like the god realms.
Okay.
More of the...
I kind of got that vibe too.
Yeah. More of that kind of plane of existence. Like what's happening after a character dies, like the afterlife.
It's like philosophical ideas of like...
Kind
of
like the...
What is life? Like, what's afterlife?
Or yeah. Whatever. So if you've seen Infinity War, you'll know that Thanos went to like the soul plane when Gamora died, and he talked to her briefly, and it was like a very flat existence. I feel like that's kind of what they're trying to establish.
That might have been like an introduction of like,
yeah,
what they were like testing the waters to see what like audiences thought of it, and then they're like, okay, this is working, let's just go further into that.
And then as another example that's kind of spoilerish, but I've seen the show, I don't think you have yet, but in Moon Knight...
Oh, I haven't seen it.
They kind of explore more of the Egyptian-ish realm of the dead. Whereas in, like, okay. Black Panther, they explore, like... Because when he takes the flower and they give it to him, he goes to the afterlife for a minute and he talks to... those gods as well. So it's very much establishing all these different planes of afterlives.
Yeah, it's like a spiritual kind of like a
so
take on the afterlife.
Yeah,
seems like
so.
Something I expected from like a Thor movie, but
or even Marvel.
Marvel in general.
I didn't expect them, or like at least the MCU. I don't know about like the comics, but. It just didn't seem like they were going very spiritualistic until recently.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has been happening with that recently, so.
It's true. Again, not talking... What are the things I could say about it without a spoiler?
Cause you can tell them the synopsis of what happened.
Can I?
Yeah.
I mean, what's in...
Villain loses... something.
Yeah.
He comes after Thor.
He's basically like going after Thor and then
needs something that Thor has and then tricks them into being vulnerable without that thing, and then they have to go fight him again. I don't know.
I don't remember any of that from the trailer, so I don't know if that's spoiler or not, but
it's not really.
Oh, it's not? I guess not, but...
That's just kind of like a rough outline.
Yeah.
It's very rough.
It's like he has to fight someone that he, you know, it's more of a challenge. And Thor hasn't really... Well, we haven't seen Thor in a movie in a while, I guess, since...
Not since Endgame.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, we haven't seen him, like, really be the center of attention.
And he hasn't been in shape since...
Oh, yeah.
Infinity Wars.
They briefly went over his montage.
Yeah.
That was kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other things, like, about it that,
Wow.
What? What?
I feel like, did you enjoy the movie?
Okay, we're going there now? Okay, I thought...
Just for the, you know, for the spoiler-free part.
Okay, I thought the movie wasn't bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right after we got out of the movie, I predicted publicly to both of our girlfriends, my girlfriend and his girlfriend, that doesn't make sense,
I know what you meant, but I can see how it would be misinterpreted.
Like, Nate didn't. He hated that movie. So to hear that you didn't think it was not bad isn't as bad as hearing that you dislike Endgame, because you hate Endgame, right?
I would say I hated Doctor Strange more than Endgame, but Endgame wasn't good for me.
Damn.
But it was
too long.
It was too long. I felt like the pacing. I had issues with the pacing. I know we're not here to talk about that movie, but we could save that for another time. But I was thinking about it after we saw it and like my thoughts of the movie. It's not bad. And out of the Phase 4 that they're in right now, this one was better than some of the other ones we've gotten.
Okay, this is interesting because I don't know if it's just you have like a very neutral face when you watch things.
Oh, really?
But
I mean, I don't really think about it when I'm watching.
I looked over a few times at Nate and he had his arms crossed and his face was not like, there was nothing there. There was like no expression. So I just thought he like hated like most of the cool parts. I was like, damn, this is such an awesome part. And Nate looks like he's being tortured.
Maybe I just don't express it well, or I'm taking it all in. I was, you know,
maybe you were thinking
eating a bunch of popcorn and soda at the same time.
I think you were thinking with your critique brain rather than because we're doing this right now.
I was taking everything in. I it's hard for me to like try to talk about without going to spoilers, because I immediately want to start
this
saying
is,
things.
This is fine, just kind of going over it briefly. Like
there's a portion of this movie I didn't like.
Yeah.
But there's a portion of it that I did, and that's what saved it for me.
Okay. How about this?
So I can't go any further into that.
Out of the characters, who was the strongest?
Strongest, like...
character.
Like, physical strength?
I'm like saying, like, actor portrayal.
Oh, performance-wise?
Yeah, performance-wise.
I probably would have to say... It's probably... what's his name? Gore.
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I would probably pick him.
That's true.
Which I wasn't... I didn't know what to think about the story of his performance of the character. I wasn't really sure what to think. And after seeing it, I was like, okay, I have some negatives about that, but I can't speak of why it's negative, because that's a spoiler.
There was only one part in his performance that like took me out of it, and I'll get to it later.
Okay.
But I would agree with that. I feel like he had the strongest performance.
Did you tell me your answer, what you thought of the movie?
I did not. I did not tell you.
I didn't think you did. But avoiding that one, huh?
No.
Oh, okay,
I wasn't
okay.
Avoiding it. So the reason I didn't answer is because I think it's going to be a complicated answer.
Well, mine's complicated too.
Because I really enjoyed most of it. There were some choices, film and like character-wise, that took me out of it.
Yeah.
And even actor performance, like I said, with Christian Bale. But overall, I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
I wasn't disappointed with it.
I think
there was like one part at the end I was disappointed with, but we can get into that later.
Okay. I was going to ask you what it is, but I can't really.
You can't yet.
But I was going to clarify something. When I was saying the movie's not bad, I also...
It's not good.
No. That's not what I was going to say. I said the same thing with Doctor Strange.
You did.
I said that Doctor Strange 2 was not a bad movie, but it wasn't a good movie.
So you don't think it's
good?
So
what this one, I would say, it's not a bad movie, but it's better than Doctor Strange.
That sounds real bad.
So I'm like saying it's better. I would say it's good, but it's better.
Is it good?
It's...
Okay, don't say it's better.
It's pretty okay.
It's pretty okay. It's decent.
I mean, overall, I would, it's like, it was hard for me to like think of this without comparing, but I automatically want to compare all the other Thor movies, and I'm like, which one would I want? What, how would I rank them? And
would Thor, you watch it before Dark World?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I thought
would you
I,
watch it
I would watch it more than
Thor.
Yeah. I watch it more than Doctor Strange 2. That's why I'm like, yeah, it's better of this phase. So it... There's...
Alright, for the spoiler-free people, we should just give, like, our scores. And then we can go into the scores and talk about the scores again in the spoilers. Right? Just so we can let them know, like, what we thought before they decide if they want to go see it. Right?
Yeah. There's some, like... There, I can understand if people didn't like it.
Right.
And
so what would your score be?
I'd almost want to give it like a 79.
Ooh. Oh,
or wow. 78. Somewhere in there.
So pretty high.
Yeah.
Pretty high.
But I can't tell... Like, it's weird to describe, but
we'll
there's
discuss.
Reasons why. Yeah. My original, before the movie finished...
Should we go into like a... a spoiler-free spoiler review somehow?
How would that
I
go?
Have no idea.
Okay.
We can talk about it later, but like...
spoiler-free spoil... So like, we give... So it would we... Okay, if we're going into that, do we give spoilers but like no context? Or like saying like, oh, character was killed, but who knows what it was about, you know?
Yeah, I
because I could
know.
Say something about that. I guess it's a spoiler, but I'm not saying who it is.
There were a lot of fake outs.
yeah.
In this movie that I didn't enjoy.
That's what I was gonna say.
I didn't
and that's,
enjoy
I was
that
like,
at all.
Why are they doing that? Why do you have to
like,
throw me off like that?
Like, why do you have to do that? And, oh, okay, why do you have to do that again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's also, I would almost say there's cameo fake outs too. Kind of reminded me a little bit.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
What's
I know
it
what
called?
You're talking
yeah,
about.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
A little bit. But yeah, no, there was things like that I had problems with. But.
My score, I think, would probably be 70. Because I enjoyed a good portion of it. But, like I said, there were times in it that just felt rushed. There were times in it that felt needed.
I was about to say unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
It's unneeded.
There were times when it just felt too silly.
Yeah. Well, I thought it went too silly to too serious. And in my notes,
yes.
It went
yes.
too extreme.
Yes.
There was no middle ground.
There was no middle ground.
Yeah.
And... the weakest character, I know you said, and I agree, is Gore.
The weakest?
No. Sorry. You said the strongest, which is Gore.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to put that word in there. The weakest character for me was Thor.
not for me. It
for
wasn't
me,
Thor.
It was. Like, I couldn't get on board with his... Like, his...
I have
like 90%
with some of
that. Silliness
to
10% seriousness, and then back, and then it just kept switching. Like there was no like
can
on and off switch.
Can I make you not maybe not change your mind? Because I'm not
maybe.
Sure.
I would love that.
Okay,
I would love that.
The thing that really like stood out to me from the beginning of the movie to the very end was the narrator, and the narrator is Korg.
Yeah.
Which okay, that maybe that's a spoiler.
That's not a no.
He's telling the story, so
that happens
it's
in the
almost. Oh, is it? It is in the trailer. Yeah. I forgot about that. Okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't ruin it.
Yeah.
Korg's telling the story, so it's almost like his perspective of it, and so he's telling it in his mind of how it
oh,
went.
Oh, shh.
So he's...
So he, that's how he sees...
He saw it that way. Cause, and so he's like, yeah, and that's when Thor did this, and he did that, and so he's...
That's... I like that.
Yeah, so he's kind
okay.
of like... He has that... Korg's personality has that very innocent... kind of quirky personality.
Yeah.
And so there's times where I was noticing he would tell something and he was saying he was a space Viking. and it was just like the phrasing he would use was funny,
or,
but also very...
Or a specific flashback scene.
Yeah. So there's just like moments. So my the point of what I started to realize as the movie went, I was like, oh, it's kind of a sweet kind of child telling the story in a weird
like
way.
Yeah, child the, innocent version of like
and
what.
It kind of felt heartwarming after a while for me. Even though there was things that didn't make any sense, but I looked at Ragnarok, and Ragnarok, the Taika Waititi, the director, did both this movie and Ragnarok, and he said when Ragnarok, it's a little bit more comical and humorous than the previous two Thors, and it's Thor's way of dealing with the trauma of losing his... Well, I guess this is a spoiler, but we've already passed that. Losing his mom, losing his dad, losing his brother. So all of his loss, when he's telling the story to a skeleton at the beginning of Ragnarok, he's like in a cage locked. The whole thing about how he's perceiving it is his way of handling trauma, and he does it in a humorous way. So supposedly Ragnarok's story is all being told from Thor's head of how he envisioned how the events went. And when he's talking to Rocket in Infinity Wars, he's telling him, I lost my family, I lost this. And then Rocket's like, how are you okay with this? He's like, oh, no, it's you know.
It's fine.
It's fine. You know, loss is normal. And, like, it was how he was dealing with the trauma. So it kind of, like, is how he was facing it.
Okay,
and in
I
this,
like that.
This one, it was, like, very similar in the sense of Taika Waititi's directing style, which was more innocent and more childlike than Ragnarok.
So it's more it's more introspective than it portrays itself.
Yeah. Like I think there's
like that.
Darker things. And in fact, talking about the gods and like all of that, Korg like doesn't like pick up on all those details. And like there's just a lot of moments in the movie where I'm like, Thor should be, like, explaining these things, and he kind of does, but then he kind of doesn't, and it's like, well, he doesn't need to explain it because the characters that he's around already knows, but us, the audience, don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
So I guess our character for the movie, from what I interpreted from it, was we were Jane. We were the fish-out-of-water character that was experiencing what the realm of what the gods' world is like, and Thor's kind of teaching her.
All right, you completely changed my mind. I completely agree with that.
It's just,
I felt
like it has its flaws.
I'll cheers to that, because that was beautifully said. I love that.
And I love Korg's character, and so it's hard for me to, like, really have issues with him, when especially if he's narrating.
Yeah, honestly, he's, like, the cutest character, like, ever.
this is where I contradict myself. So I just named all these reasons about what I like about it. I wrote a list of pros and cons, and I have more cons for this movie than pros.
Oh, same.
And also, there's about one-third of this movie I love, two-thirds of this movie I don't love, or I wouldn't say hated, but I'm just, like, I felt more conflicted with. But that one-third was so good that it
was it the middle, like, that...
It's the third act. It's not really, like, a spoiler saying it.
End?
No, well, it's the third act. Okay. It's really how everything gets resolved.
Okay.
It's what really pulled me into where I'm like, okay, they and I've said this with other reviews we've done. A lot of the times in the story, if they can't hold my attention or they have to give me a reason as to why I want to root for these characters, see where the story goes, and if they can pull off something at the end where I feel satisfied, then I feel like, oh, I didn't waste my time. And for a movie like Doctor Strange, I felt like I wasted my time. I felt irritated, like, you didn't satisfy me anything. In fact, I felt like with Doctor Strange, I almost felt like I came out of there feeling like nothing came accomplished from this movie. This movie, there was something that came.
Too linear. We've said this many times
before.
Yes,
yeah.
Too linear. It was bad for a Multiverse of Madness type of movie. Like, anyway.
I think I might be more hard on Love and Thunder if it wasn't for Doctor Strange 2 being so negative and things that I didn't like about it that I probably would have been liking
this
movie
less. There
was
so much hype for it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And this movie, the reason I bring up that movie is there was so much hype for that movie and so much they could do that I was, like, interested in all the multiverse stuff. This one didn't need to do any of that.
No.
And I'm totally fine with what they
did
instead.
Gods are on their own fucking Yeah. They're on their own power trip. They don't care.
Yeah, I actually loved the way that the gods, they act, which I guess this might be a spoiler, but talking about how they are. But they're kind of cocky, which is like Thor. So but what I love about Thor's personality, as we've gotten to know, he's more human-like than he used to be. He's been around the humans. He's been in the human world. He's lived with them.
Because he fell in love with a human.
And he also fell in love with a human. Like, and he found them to... Like, he used to think of them as weak and, like defenseless people. And now he's like, oh, they have
I'm
something.
I'm pretty sure he said, you're also small and weak and petty or something like that.
Yeah, something on the lines of that. But then he started to have not just feelings for his girlfriend or
Jane.
It wasn't just feelings for her. He had feelings for humanity and started to feel like there was something there that he related to with his world, with Asgardians, that he felt like they need to be protected too, just like we need to be protected. And then he started to find himself in that and realized, which it's not a spoiler, but kind of leads into spoiler territory, with he is like, I'm a god, but I don't want to be treated that way. I don't want to look at it that way.
He's such a goofy, like, loving, like, person in general, that it's just natural for him to feel these type of ways.
Yeah, and I think it kind of goes, like, this movie even shows, like, his...
I think... Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I think some of his best moments in Thor, just the first one, were when he was a human.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't...
Where he learned, how, you can't rely on being a god. You can't rely on your powers to be everything. You have to find other things in life.
Yeah.
And I do think there's a lot to take away from that. But just the character Thor in general, and not just this movie, but every movie we've had with Thor, the thing that I always love about Thor are his flaws. His flaws is what makes him an interesting character, because he you'd think, oh, the gods are perfect, but it's actually the perfections is kind of boring.
Yeah, their perfections make them imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfection is a flaw.
Yeah.
So yeah, and with when he started to accept his flaws, that's when he became more goofy, and that's when he became a little bit more like, and in some regards, some people could say that is his way of handling it. That's his defense. That's his method of defending himself, protecting himself from getting hurt. Kind of like a...
Coping.
Yeah, like coping.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring up One Piece, but...
can't go there.
Okay. But no, it's just like characters that we've seen before where they don't always cope with things, so they handle it in different ways.
Yeah.
And they put on a face of themselves.
A veil.
Which, his goofiness, it might be too goofy. Sometimes I think it is too. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, God, why are they being so silly? But then they go
some
so serious.
Like, there was a scene where he was trying to rally people, and half the stuff he had said in this movie just felt very... It didn't work.
Yeah, I felt like...
It just felt too dumb.
Like, yeah.
He's not dumb. Like, he is dumb. He's a dumb, lovable character, but, like, he's not that dumb.
Yeah.
Like...
I think he acts dumber than he actually is, but I think it's his defense mechanism of how he expresses himself.
I think the reason I gave it, like, such a... or, looking back on it, the reason I think I gave it such a hard time without realizing it is I didn't think about the fact that he was going to become king and learn all this stuff from his father, but his dad died before he could teach Thor how to lead, how to inspire people. So that's what I didn't take into consideration while watching the movie, but
it's just how we perceive things. And I just was thinking of everything that Thor's character's been through, and then what he's at now. another element that the movie went into that I didn't know or expect it to go into was talking about grief of losing his family, but also his loved ones, including his relationship, and how he handled it, and or lack of handling it.
Yeah.
And then it coming back into in within that spotlight of him debating on whether it's a path he should go back down or if it's something he should avoid, because with relationship there could be, you know, vulnerabilities of getting hurt, or, you know, emotion of attachments, and, you know, all those sort of feelings. So I'm sure he's already been hurt before and lost other relationships, so we've never seen him with anybody else, but I'm assuming he's probably had some other girlfriend or something.
I mean, Korg did go over, like, women that he had in the past. But I think if we're going to leave the spoiler-free review at any point today... I'm not saying it's too long. I'm just saying that I think we actually both learned something.
Oh, yeah.
About the movie.
Yeah.
That we could actually talk about it and, like, not even give spoilers away. So I think if you do want to see this movie, you are interested in it, you should definitely watch it, because it is a fun, goofy, serious, at times, movie, and it's still fun.
It's fun, but it is a bit sillier than some of the other ones, so, like, don't expect it to be, like, Infinity Wars, or I don't know, I'm trying to think about some of the other movies. It's just, it's more of a goofier side of it, I feel.
Think about it like Spider-Man Homecoming or Spider-Man Far From Home. Both very fun, both very not, like, I'm just saying, like, the vibe.
Yeah, it has not a, it like has a, the story. There's line. A heartwarming energy for those movies where it's like about a kid growing up and having to learn. It has that energy.
It's about growth, right?
Yeah. And this has that heartwarming kind of energy. Which
it's not a kid. It's not a kid growing up, but it is an adult learning to grow.
yeah, it is. So. And in his own way.
In his own way.
And because, like, he's so immature and childish in ways that maybe it's...
It does feel like a kid
sometimes. It does feel like a kid's movie in a strange way.
And there are plenty of kids in this movie, so...
Yeah, it has that too.
Yeah. So, definitely check it out. I recommend it.
Yeah, I think it's one of the better ones to see for this phase for now.
I will definitely watch it again.
Me too. That's why I'm like, overall, I'm like, it's not the best, but it's not bad.
I think taking Thor in 3 and running with his more goofy, lovable, immature aspects really helped this movie a lot.
This is the other thing I want to say about that before ending. If we didn't have Thor 3, I don't know if we'd get Thor 4. And what would you rather have, Thor 3 and 4 or Thor 1 and 2? Because he was really serious in those two. So if we got that Thor still, would you rather have that? Because I don't know if they'd make a 3 and 4 if it wasn't for the...
No.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody would go see it.
No, so I would not want another serious Thor.
So I think even if it's silly, which set time seems too far, I do think there's a little bit more to enjoy out of it. Then I'd rather have that than be completely bored. Boring movies are worse than a bad movie.
Yes.
And this isn't even a bad movie, I'm saying.
It was, definitely fun, not bad, just not...
Kind of okay.
Infinity level.
But
gonna make you cry.
We can't expect every movie to be that big.
I mean, I didn't expect it to make me feel any way but happy.
Yeah.
Like, so... there were moments that I walked away from the film afterwards disappointed from, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been Dante.
And I'm Nate.
This has been the spoiler-free podcast of Thor, Love, and Thunder. You can check out Thor, Love, and Thunder.
At a theater near you.
Anywhere, honestly. Yeah. You can also check out the spoiler review. It's probably going to come out the exact same time as this, so...
Yeah.
Don't spoil yourself. Please pause here. Go watch the movie. Come back, listen to our spoiler podcast. And have a great day.
All right. Bye.